Chapter 1, The Theory of Thin Slices, How a Little Bit of Knowledge Goes a Long Way. Some years ago, a young couple came to the University of Washington to visit the nearby laboratory of a psychologist named John Gottman. They were in their 20s, blonde and blue-eyed, with stylishly tousled haircuts and funky glasses. Later, some of the people who worked in the lab would say they were the kind of couple that's easy to like. Intelligent and attractive and funny in a droll, ironic kind of way. And that much is immediately obvious from the videotape Gottman made of their visit. The husband, whom I'll call Bill, had an endearingly playful manner. His wife, Susan, had a sharp, deadpan wit. They were led into a small room on the second floor of the nondescript two-story building that housed Gottman's operations, and they sat down about 5 feet apart on two office chairs mounted on raised platforms. They both had electrodes and sensors clipped to their fingers and ears, which measured things like their heart rate, how much they were sweating, and the temperature of their skin. Under their chairs, a gigalometer on the platform measured how much each of them moved around. Two video cameras, one aimed at each person, recorded everything they said and did. For 15 minutes, they were left alone with the cameras rolling, with instructions to discuss any topic from their marriage that had become a point of contention. For Bill and Sue, it was their dog. They lived in a small apartment and had just gotten a very large puppy. Bill didn't like the dog. Sue did. For 15 minutes, they discussed what they ought to do about it. The videotape of Bill and Sue's discussion seems, at least at first, to be a random sample of a very ordinary kind of conversation that couples have all the time. No one gets angry. There are no scenes, no breakdowns, no epiphanies. "I'm just not a dog person," is how Bill starts things off, in a perfectly reasonable tone of voice. He complains a little bit, but about the dog, not about Susan. She complains too, but there are also moments when they simply forget that they're supposed to be arguing. When the subject of whether the dog smells comes up, for example, Bill and Sue banter back and forth happily, both with a half smile on their lips. Sue: "Sweetie, she's not smelly." Bill: "Did you smell her today?" Sue: "I smelled her. She smelled good. I petted her and my hands didn't stink or feel oily. Your hands have never smelled oily." Bill: "Yes, sir." Sue: "I've never let my dog get oily." Bill: "Yes, sir, she's a dog." Sue: "My dog has never gotten oily. You'd better be careful." Bill: "No, you'd better be careful." Sue: "No, you'd better be careful. Don't call my dog oily, boy."